Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is accused of being the mastermind of the 9/11 attack against the United States. He and four others were in a Guantanamo courtroom yesterday along with family members of 9/11 victims as a judge listened to pre-trial motions. And joining us live from Cuba is U.S. News and World Report national security reporter Paul Shankman. Paul, of course, if you're a regular WTOP listener, was with us for years, and we're glad to have you back. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. How are you all?
We're doing great. Now, you're down in Cuba for what so many around the world are watching here. This happened in 2001. When will we see this thing finally go to trial?
Well, that's the question. We've been having a lot of meetings with prosecutors and defense attorneys, and it doesn't seem as though there's any end in sight. A lot of the veteran reporters around here as well who have been covering this trial for years also don't see, even when we're going to go to the trial itself, as you said, we're still in the pre-trial hearing phase.
Now, describe the situation down there and how you're able to view the proceedings, because there is a concern about classified information, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's obviously been at the forefront of the discussion in recent days. But the room that we're in was designed for this very legal situation, these very, very hearings. And it's very military. You have to go through, well, first off, the compound itself is surrounded by blacked out wire fence and concertina wire on top. There are guards in the towers that surround the facility, and you have to go through two levels of security before you even get into the viewing gallery. And from there, the reporters and a few other observers, and then, of course, the victims of 9/11 or family members of 9/11 victims are sitting in this room at the back of the courtroom, and there's soundproof glass in front of us, and you look out onto this large room where there's a series of banks of tables for the defense attorneys, and then of course the defendants themselves, and on the opposite side all of the military lawyers representing the government.
Now, all of us know about defendants' rights from watching trials that take place either criminally or civilly here, but what about in Guantanamo? Some of the defendants accused the U.S. government of infringing on their rights.
Well, this is a unique situation, and it's something that people clued me into before I even got down here, and you see it as soon as you walk in the newsroom. This is the only situation where you have a capital case that is running right next to an ongoing national security incident. So you often see this convergence of, you know, traditional legal proceedings running into government monitoring and attending to this national security issue. And that's what happened at the end of January when a still unknown government entity believed that classified information was being discussed in a public forum in this courtroom, and they cut off the live feed and video. And that's what the defense has been running with in the last few days, trying to figure out who those people were and really how far their surveillance extends.
Is there a timetable for these hearings, Paul?
Well, we have three more hearings this week, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And that's all that I think is immediately on the schedule. That's what we have in the immediate future.
All right, Paul Shankman now from U.S. News and World Report. Thanks for joining us live from
Money
Cuba.
News.